All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is a renterswarehouse.com roadshow, live from Trailer Wheel and Frame on 45 and West Canino. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5, powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Some call it paradise, some call it Barry and Joel on the road on Good Friday. We are at Trailer Wheel and Frame, and we welcome you to the show, The Usual Suspects. Nick is back at headquarters, so Nick Sciarra is behind the glass all by himself, missing us already. Barry and I are right inside the front doors of Trailer Wheel and Frame, which is I-45 North and the Canino exit, right past Gallery Furniture. If you're leaving downtown, stop in and see us, won't you? We have Rudy's Barbecue with lots of good grub. We've got adult beverages. We've got some non-adult beverages. Pockets is here to talk U of H football and maybe give some stuff away. The promo team's got a lot of stuff because they pay attention. So we'd love to see you out here.
I am partaking in the non-kid beverages.
I see
the
that.
Alcoholic beverages.
You got completely off the wagon today.
You
already had a sausage?
I did. Wrapped in a tortilla, and right. It was freaking delicious.
Yep.
I'm having a St. Arnold's. What is this?
Are you imitating Fred Fowler?
Art Car IPA.
Okay.
It's got a hint of beer in it. I don't know. I don't know anything about beer, so I don't know how to say, like, well, it's very hoppy and oaty. Like, I don't know what you're supposed to say there.
A lot of barley in that mix,
yeah.
Right there.
So I just say it has a hint of beer in the taste.
I thought you were doing your Fred today. You got a brewski. You've eaten.
Yeah.
You're comfy.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm ready.
Good. Now, let's get right down to basics. I get on my computer this morning, and I see you got problems with your neighbors. What is going on with this? We've talked about this in the past. We've talked about the fact that both of our neighborhoods have these little Facebook pages, and they go crazy on it.
Yes.
But now I see that you are trolling your neighbors.
I am trolling.
And you're fired up.
I am trolling. I'm trying to troll my entire neighborhood because these people that I live around might be the worst people on the planet. They literally have nothing better to do. There was some lady that posted a picture of a kid driving through the neighborhood and talking about how he's going to kill all the children and he shouldn't be allowed on the streets. And then it turns out that then people are like, well, I'm going to call my police officer friend and have their license plate looked up. And I'm like, really, is that really the best use of our tax dollars so that they can send a sternly worded letter that does nothing? Like, why are we wasting so much time on this? So what I did is, it was actually based in truth, because on my way to the show yesterday, I get behind some old ass white lady driving a Jag on her phone going about 15 miles an hour. So I went around her, and by the time I get to a point where I'm turning right, she was almost, three quarters of a mile behind me. And if she would have, it made no sense. So what I did is I went to our neighborhood Facebook page and, I asked if it was okay if I started posting pictures of everyone that drives too slow. And I have a feeling, like, some of the comments have been in support of my idea. But some of these folks are upset. And they're telling me that, well, if I, you know, they're calling me a child killer. Like, that, if I'm speeding, then I could kill a child. These are very irrational people.
They know where you live?
Oh, I don't care. They know I live in the neighborhood, obviously.
Those might not be birds tapping at your window
yeah,
in the middle of the night anymore.
I just don't understand why people, like, these are the same people, again, that complained about the security guard driving too slow. These are the same people that complained about the cost of maid service being too high. I'm like, if you guys, like, what did you, this is my thought. What did these people do before there was Facebook? Like, how did they? I'm my only, like, where did you go to complain?
PTA.
and bitch and moan about stuff that doesn't matter. Well, my thought was, it might have been PTA, but my thought was, this is why National Night Out was invented. So they could all get together and be catty and bitch and moan about all the fast drivers. They didn't care about security. They're mad because people drive 40 in a 30.
Well, like, now, I'll say this. In my neighborhood.
Go to hell.
Because we had a post this morning of a lady that said, hey, I saw this car with these two men in it sit and stare at my house for over 3.5 minutes, come up, ring my doorbell. I wouldn't open the door, but I stared at them through the door. So they went back in the car, and they stared at my house some more, and then they took off. And someone just said, did you call the police? And she's like, well, no.
It's maybe like, they just wanted to introduce you to Jesus. You don't know.
So what are you doing, right?
Have you heard about our Lord and Savior,
but I will
Jesus
say this,
Christ?
I am particular about if people are blown off stop signs like Nick likes to do in my neighborhood simply because kids, dogs.
So you're a catty soccer mom.
No, I'm not reporting
me.
It, but I don't like – like, I see a guy that doesn't even stop, and he's going 45 in through an intersection and just missed some guy walking his dog. And I'm like, see, that's – take care of your neighborhood a little bit. I don't care if you drive fast, but be respectful, you know, be mindful of your surroundings.
What if it's a meaningless stop sign, though, like one you shouldn't respect?
Yeah, you've told me you have a meaningless stop sign.
There are – look, if there's – there's certain situations – nice shirt, sir. That's a very nice shirt. Gentleman just showed up in an ESPN shirt. Good for you.
Without our show on it.
yeah, well, they're old.
They're coming.
They need to come up with new shirts that have our show on it. Mm-hmm. That's a great point.
I've been saying it for a while.
I'm starting a Facebook post about this. I'm irate. Yeah, you know what? I'll admit, I don't stop at a lot of the stop signs. Unless there's kids around, other cars, or people like out jogging or walking there. Then I'll stop. Otherwise, eh. I mean, like, why?
See, if it's a rural stop sign, I get it. But if it's in the middle of a neighborhood, like, and they're fair, it's a fairly
it's not a congested.
It's a highly used intersection. We have a couple highly used intersections in our neighborhood, and if you're blowing those off, you're asking for a lot of trouble. Whether it could be an accident, like you said, joggers, pets, kids.
But I look for that, though. I'm a very defensive driver. Like, I'm always looking way ahead. I'm always looking on the left and,
Nick,
and the right
can you verify
side of
this?
Me. I know what's going on surrounding me. I may not drive like an old lady, but I keep my eyes on the, you know, ahead of me, and especially in the neighborhood, because you don't know if kids are going to do something crazy. But it doesn't mean I have to come to a complete stop at a stop sign that's on, like, in my neighborhood, there's a main drag. It's Rayford Road, and it goes right down the middle of our neighborhood. And there are no houses on this. There are no houses, yet the speed limit is 30, which is ridiculous.
That's bad.
I'm not doing that. And then the stop signs that are there aren't because there's houses on the corners. They're just – there's nothing there. Yeah, I'm not stopping at those. I mean, I'll roll. I'll do a California
I'm
stop.
I'm talking about the intersections where it's all houses. You know there's a lot of kids,
Yeah,
lot
I probably
pets.
Still don't stop at those either.
Well, I mean, at least if you slow down.
I do. I do. I got
a bunch of kids with their new Mustangs that like to go blow through them going about 65, and that's where you're seriously putting some people at risk.
But, I mean, these people get so upset.
Well, yeah, you
and
saw.
And they post pictures of – people's license plates, and they're like, one lady took that and looked it up online and posted their address. And like, this is the person, these are the people,
see,
you should go yell
cool.
at them. I'm like, you guys really have nothing better to do. You know what? If you paid more attention to your husbands, maybe he wouldn't be out cheating on you. Like, that's the thought I have.
That's when these people are on your front lawn one night.
I wish they would show up on my front lawn. I'm not going to lie.
There's going to be a mannequin with a big sun hat and gardening tools, and they're going to burn it on your front lawn.
I wish they would.
Nick, can you verify Barry drives as he says he does, where he's that forward thinking and ahead?
I mean, I'm one of those guys that think you can be offensive and still be very alert at the same time.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I'm not asking that, Nick. You've driven with Barry.
Yeah, I mean, he was aggressive, don't get me wrong, but it's not like he was like he wasn't aware of what he was doing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You can be defensive and aggressive at the same time.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, defensive driving just means you're watching what everyone else around you is doing, and you anticipate what they're going to do. Like, I'll anticipate if a guy's going to pull out in front of me or get over and change lanes. Maybe he doesn't have his blinker on, but he's drifting. I see all that.
You honk at him?
Oh, hell yes.
I knew that.
In fact, I had to get my horn refilled at least twice on
your
the car.
Your man horn?
At least twice, my man horn. That's
you had
correct.
To get your man horn?
That's right.
Repowered? All right, so Barry and I are here at Tire, Wheel, and Frame, I-45 North and the Canino exit.
Trailer wheel and frame.
I said trailer wheel
you
and frame.
You said tire wheel and frame. It's trailer wheel and frame. You said tire.
Finish it.
No, I just wanted to make sure we got the name right. You go ahead.
We know where we are. You can find us. We're on Twitter. We're at 713-780-ESPN on the HRNP listener line, unless I decide to change those letters later. You can join us. We're the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is a Renter's Warehouse.com roadshow, live from Trailer Wheel and Frame on 45 and West Canino. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back. It's Joel. It's Barry. It's the usual suspects. Nick, back at headquarters right here at Trailer, Wheel and Frame, I-45 North and the Canino exit right past Gallery Furniture.
Steelers fan Juan in the house texts the show on a regular basis.
Yep.
Read these. He had a question. We're going to get to it. We're going to – but I did want to say we've got an Easter basket to give away.
We do.
Right? We've got to give one away. And we're supposed to come up with what it is – that they have to do to win this Easter basket.
Right.
So I thought about this. I don't know if you gave it any thought.
I did.
My idea was first person to punch you in the face. Right. What do you think about that? You like that idea?
I thought my idea was better, which was no. First person to hang you like a pinata and beat you with a steel rod.
Okay, well now you're just piggybacking off my ideas.
No, that was my literally, really like that was this. My idea last night.
I don't really like this. Are we on camera, by the way? Is that a... That's weird. All right. Here's the deal. Before the show started, I asked what was in the Easter basket. And, of course, we've got our three lovely promo ladies over there. And one of the items in the Easter basket is the movie Saturday Night Fever. Mm-hmm. So when I said, oh, look, Saturday Night Fever's in the Easter basket, all three of them went, what's that? And I said, it's a movie. And they said, about what? One of them said, is that a football movie? And I'm like, no, that's Friday Night Lights, not Saturday Night Fever. And then one of them said, is it about dancing? And I wouldn't be surprised if they thought maybe it was about, like, doctors or something.
Or someone that had the flu on the weekend?
Yeah, I don't...
What do you got? I got Saturday Night Fever.
Yeah, I was amazed that none of them have ever heard of this or knew what it was. That shows you what we're dealing with.
On a regular basis.
Yeah, when it comes to our promotions team. These young... You knew what it was? Thank you. But these young, innocent...
Whippersnappers.
Yeah, innocent young ladies have no idea about Saturday Night Fever. And I can't tell you how old that made me feel at that moment. Wait a minute. Someone just yelled, you are old.
And then Tosh yelled, you should.
Yeah, you guys are the worst kinds of people. Like, you are literally... How are you in promotions? You're just full of hate and vitriol. I don't understand this. Oh, God, this is the worst. Hi, folks. We apologize for our promotion team. All right, we're sorry about them.
But we do have an Easter basket to give away, and we're trying to right now figure out what's the best way to give it away. We could do Steelers trivia. That'd be too easy, so we're not going to do that.
Yeah, Steelers fan one would get that right away.
So we got to figure out a way to give that basket away so that Tosh doesn't try and take it home.
Which, by the way, when Juan got here, he said that he agreed with me on my assessment of driving. Said he's a tactical driver, which I think is the perfect way
to
say
you're
both aggressive and defensive. You're tactical. I like that. I'm a tactical driver. That sounds a lot better. Takes the edge off of it.
I'm definitely tactical with a slightly heavier foot when I am on the highways or in the city. But I am a little bit more cautious when I hit the neighborhood.
Yeah. Are you? I mean, I pay attention. I do. But what kills me is that you've got these old ladies that are on the road complaining about speeding drivers, yet they somehow managed to get up behind them and take a picture. I'm like, well, how did you do that? If they were going so fast, did you catch them? So you basically had to go the same speed as them, and you're taking pictures while driving. You're no better than them, man.
Now you're a wannabe constable. you're just chasing them down.
You're just deputy dog out there. Just
now,
doing
if you
your
do
thing.
Want the sirens for Why? Your for your neighborhood squad car, you might even be able to get them here at Trailer Wheel and Frame.
Tire Wheel and
Tire Wheel and Ratchet. Yep.
Yes. Why does everyone think I'm drunk right now? I've literally
you mentioned that you're drinking beer.
I've had half of a beer, and everyone's like, "Drunk Barry is the best." Like, I'm not even buzzed a little,
dude. Just take the best part of it.
You guys,
Nick, we got a call.
Yeah, we got Josh. Josh on hold. He wants to talk about Saturday Night Fever.
All right, Josh, come on in, man. What's up?
I mean, I don't know if it is Drunk Barry, but Saturday Night Fever is what you're appalled by. This is a terrible movie. I know what it is. That doesn't mean anything. I mean, if they didn't know what like Back to the Future was or Shawshank Redemption, it'd be like, yeah, okay, what's wrong with you girls? But Saturday Night Fever, they shouldn't know what that is. Don't watch it, girls. You did nothing wrong in this.
Awesome.
Don't listen to this old man.
Oh, first, how old are you? Thanks, how old are you? How old are you?
Oh, I'm 29.
Go to hell.
Liar.
You go right
Liar.
To hell. You
no,
take
I
your
really
29
am.
Years
I'm,
and you go to hell.
Are you just mad because you still have your buffalo collar, I mean your butterfly collar and your white leisure suits?
Hoping
they make a comeback?
I'm not mad about it. I'm owning it, okay? You know, okay. You'd be mad right. about it. Don't hate the player.
Well,
hate the
no, I'm just saying, you don't have to like the movie, but you should at least know what it is. Yeah. It's like it's an iconic
it
movie.
Is.
And the,
is it iconic? It sucks. It's terrible.
Yeah.
The soundtrack
it's
is.
A terrible movie.
It is an iconic movie. It is the
it's
quintessential movie of the 70s. No, it's the quintessential movie of the 70s. No, your
That doesn't
mystery.
Make it a good movie. That doesn't mean if I watch it now, I'm like, yeah. Hey,
come on. The soundtrack is
Saturday
the sound. The
tonight?
Soundtrack's a classic. The soundtrack is a classic. Even the girl said, when I said, you guys know who the Bee Gees are, right? And gave them some of the tunes. They're like, oh, yeah. Because at least they can realize the soundtrack was good.
They're going to watch that movie and go, hey, isn't that creepy Scientology guy who's like John Travolta now, but he's like weird and he didn't know how to say Idina Menzel? They're not gonna understand what's going on. They don't need to.
Well, you're
it's
only
a weird
29.
Movie.
What do you know? You're only 29.
Right.
You don't even have enough experience in the world yet to have an opinion.
You're right.
I'm with
You're
you,
right.
Josh. Call anytime.
Thanks for the call, Josh. That was a good call. I appreciate it.
33-year-old Nick is with him, by
yeah.
the way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You
Nick,
guys.
Did you know the movie?
Yeah, I knew Saturday Night Fever, but I don't care if a younger dude doesn't or a younger gal does not watch that movie. I don't care.
Oh, you Mike said that dude sounds like he cried at the end of Philadelphia.
Well,
he also said, I bet the lady that's taking the pictures and complaining is the one that goes to the tire shop and says, is my Jaguar ready? You remember,
right.
you remember about the Lexus and people that have fancy cars always have to call them out by name? Yeah, that's probably that lady. Yeah,
it's probably the same lady in the Jaguar that was in front of you the other day.
Yeah, that was
going
that.
Slow.
Yeah, that's what he was talking about.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
For the listeners at home.
Right. The ones that were listening.
If they are. Now that the Saturday Night Fever talk has taken over, everybody's turned away.
David Nuno called me out on Twitter. Yep. That's always a good thing, I guess. You know? Sure. He said that he yells at speeding cars. Like, why are you yelling at the cars, though? They're speeding past you. One, they can't hear you. They're in a car. Two, they're gone already. At what point? What does that serve to yell slow down to a guy that's already past you and gone?
Yeah, I think that either extreme is bad. I mean, I think that if you got someone going 15, what's the speed limit where she's going 15?
What?
What was the speed limit where the lady in the Jaguar?
30.
So she's going half the speed limit?
Yeah.
That's awful, right?
Yeah.
But if you're going 60 in a 30, that's also bad.
No, I don't think anyone is going 60.
I'm
although,
saying, but those are the
yeah,
extremes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But if you're going 40, 45 at a 30, I'm all right with that. No?
Like I said, I am except for my only asterisk would be in a neighborhood where you know it's populated with kids and stuff. I would be a little less speedy.
A lot like Saturday Night Fever, kids are overrated.
So eliminating a few here and there just helps the population
not,
out? Is that what
I'm
you're
not
going
saying
with?
That. I'm not even suggesting that. I'm just saying kids are overrated. That's all I'm saying. That's the only words that came out of my mouth.
You say something about millennials?
It. Huh? No. No, that's your bit.
You say
bit.
Something about millennials?
That's your shtick.
Get off my lawn! All right. We got plenty more show to go. Don't go anywhere. And if you are out and about and you want to go somewhere, why don't you stop by Tire Wheel and Frame? No, Trailer Wheel and Frame, I-45 North in the Canino exit. They got everything you need for your truck, your trailer, tires for it. We've got a special going on right now that we'll fill you in on if you buy some tires and the rims and set yourself all up, but you can get anything you need for your tire, for your from your tires to your trailers to your truck right here at Trailer Wheel and Frame, I-45 North, the Canino exit. Come by, see Barry and I, maybe leave a message for Nick, and maybe pick up a Saturday Night Live Fever DVD of things that kids don't know about inside an Easter basket that you'd like to take home so you can tell your wife you got her something before the big weekend. ESPN 97.5. Let your spirit fly, we are one,
just for a little fun. This is ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Trailer Wheel and Frame on 45 and West Canino. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Joel and Barry, live and in living color. Trailer Wheel and Frame. Our good friends here. Rudy's Barbecue here, doing what they always do, serving up great grub. Promo team here with lots of free giveaways. We're giving away an Easter basket. We haven't decided how we're giving it away yet. So if you walk in and we figure out a contest for you, you have to execute it. Otherwise, we'll figure it out and let you know. But we have to give it away before the end of the show. So if you're in the neighborhood, stop by I-45 North and the Canino exit, and we'll make sure you are in the running to win a sweet Easter basket so you look like you actually put some thought into the big weekend.
Right. Don't give that to anyone, though.
Why?
Well, it's got Saturday Night Fever in it.
Right. Could be that kind of weekend.
So okay. So let's assume you've won the Easter basket. Are you going to give that to Lisa?
No.
I rest my case.
No, because I'm sure that one of my neighbors is driving the appropriate speed deserves it as a reward.
She would claw your face off if you gave her an Easter basket with Saturday Night Fever in it. I think that's safe to say.
She might claw my face off anyway.
We got a text. Somebody texted the show. People are trying to guess where I live, by the way, what neighborhood. I'm not saying it.
Oh, there. See, you're on the radar now.
Yeah. That's fine. I'm not saying it. Somebody texted in and said, are y'all going to talk any sports today? I'm on a long drive and I'm bored. You betcha, don't you know? We're going to talk some MLB right now, some Major League bow hunting, which is a thing that I did not know actually existed, but there is Major League bow hunting. And I just wanted to get your opinion, Joel, on the pro archery series. You know, right now, Steven Hansen is in the lead. He's got 5,170 points right ahead of Mike Schlosser.
Okay.
No, I didn't say that like a question. I knew exactly how to say that.
Of course.
He's got about a 1,000-point lead on him right now. Do you think that Steven can be caught, or is he just too dominant as a professional archer?
See, I think the key is the camo vest. If Steve can win a major and get that first camo vest,
right.
I think that he can put it away emphatically, right? Make a statement with a win in a major and get his first camo vest. If he doesn't get the camo vest, I think he can be caught.
So you're saying in the 2017 Alternative Welsh Masters,
right?
If he can win that,
if he wins the camo vest,
then
and he puts
good his, luck, Mike Schlosser.
And he puts his bow where his arrow is, and he drills that bullseye.
Yeah.
I think that he can walk away with it.
And, you know, and I've always said that you can be a part of the National Field Archery Association or you can go to hell. That's like, you know.
Cause it's on the back of your truck, isn't it?
It is. It is. I got the bumper sticker when I joined. And, yeah, so there's your sports. Okay.
Did you not all
– Got that out of the way.
You also – I mean, I've seen it before on a lot of people's bumper stickers. Robin Hood was a wuss. That,
nope.
You know, you need to be a part of the Professional Archery Association.
Nope.
No?
Nope.
Okay.
Whoever walks in and has the best joke, who can make all three of us laugh, gets the basket. That was a text. Do you like that idea?
I think it's a good suggestion.
I think good luck. Because I don't laugh much.
Wait a minute.
I don't laugh at people's jokes.
You're talking about Johnny Straightface over here, too. Andreas is not going to laugh for much.
Andreas hasn't laughed in years. And really, I mean, who can blame him? The life he lives.
That liquor room he's got back at the house.
It's just a sad existence.
See?
I don't know. I think we need something better than that. I don't want to copy Raheel or John or make people hop up and down the aisles.
This was kind of corny.
See, I was thinking first person to bring us a receipt from Trailer Wheel and Frame. Something you bought, you get the Easter basket. What do you think about that? You like
it's
that
not
idea?
Bad.
I like that idea.
We'll hang on.
Bring
to
us
basket.
Your receipt. You win the Easter basket.
Which could also be a Christmas basket by the time
there's someone in line right now going, yes, I cannot wait to watch Saturday Night Fever tonight.
Yeah. So on top of that, the Astros are back in action tonight.
Yeah.
So that's good.
One
so
night
have,
off.
We have television. We can.
What'd you say, Nick?
We got JJ wants to talk about the Saturday Night Fever movie.
Oh, well, I can't wait for this. JJ wants to talk Saturday Night Fever. JJ, hello.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's
you
up?
You know, the last thing you just did on the sports was just classic. The guy sends a text in, and then you just break out with the bow hunting. That was absolute pure sarcastic, just fun godly humor. That was awesome. That was well
appreciate it,
well played, sir. Well played.
We appreciate you and, texting that in to get us going on it in your long drive.
No, it wasn't me. But, you know, I only try to call when it's really relevant because I would have done anything to get by their day. I'm out of town on Thursday driving back, and I'm going to get to y'all's next remote. I'm absolutely going to do whatever I can to get in. But
sweet.
The last guy, what the reason I'm calling is, you know, I'm a defender of the usual suspects. That's my role in Houston now. So when somebody calls in, and I believe you and Barry, not only your sports takes are outstanding, but you are able to entertain everybody in the market without talking about sports. Because we don't have Rockets last night or the Astros last night, and the Texans are boring right now. So you guys can take a sports talk show and make it entertaining. That's your gift. So when somebody calls in and says, when are you going to talk about sports? That's why I thought Barry just played that awesome. But give me just a 30-second rant on our last caller. That's why I'm calling in. First of all, nothing against your age or the fact that you think Saturday Night Fever is a bad movie. With Barry says it's iconic, the movie's damn iconic, okay? You didn't grow up in that era. You never saw the movie. And movies from time frames, when they get the tag, like Barry said, iconic, that is the truth. It's like Top Gun was iconic. Are you going to say that Gone with the Wind, because you didn't think it was a good movie from that time frame, is not iconic? Barry, just letting you know, you were 100% accurate, my friend. And Saturday Night Fever, Joel said the soundtrack was one of the largest, I think it's still to this day the biggest selling soundtrack from any movie ever sold. So to our young caller who called in, or your promo girls, watch the movie, because if you haven't seen it, you're not a movie watcher. And that's the end of my rant.
Thank you, JJ. Much appreciated, man. Thanks for the call. Have a great weekend. Ladies, I told y'all, JJ has spoken. He told y'all to go to hell. I don't know if you heard that or not. He did. That's
said,
what he
go to
I
hell.
Think, I think that
get
was
a
his
clue
words.
And watch Saturday Night Fever.
I think those were his words. I mean, I might have misquoted him a little bit. No one can hear you, ladies. No one can hear you right now. This is bad radio.
You realize on a radio station, they teach you that in order to be heard, you need a microphone in front of you.
Yes.
Not a bottled water. And we have headphones on, so that makes it even doubly tough. But you are working on your voice projection, and that's something to be said. Congratulations. JJ, also, by the way, make sure you keep your eggs in one basket when you're driving with one hand as you're trying to get home for the Easter weekend.
Here's a great question on Twitter. Now, this is not sports related, so I'm sorry. I'm sorry to the one person that wants us to only talk sports, but we fit in some major league bow hunting, so we got you some MLB talk. Ron Wells wants to know, help me figure out this question. Me and my friend of mine, which would that's redundant, are arguing who's the hottest Asian chick in Hollywood. That's a good one.
Hottest
who you got?
Asian chick. Why do you always go to me first so that you can Google it?
That's exactly why.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, you always throw it right to me. It's like, I noticed that. Most everything you throw in my lap.
Of course.
And then when I go, who you got? Well, I haven't thought about it yet. Let me get – Nick, what do you think? I mean, I'm trying to Man.
Are you done? Are you done killing time and stalling?
No, I don't. I'm not. You're like Googling it. Nick, who you got? Who's the hottest Asian chick in Hollywood?
I don't know. I mean,
Julie Chen?
I don't know. I
think it's pretty obvious. What was the? Who was the Asian chick in
Bond?
Nope. Charlie's Angels.
Lucy Liu.
Thank you. Lucy Liu.
Yeah,
she's going to make my top five.
Okay.
For sure. My top five. Oh, look. Here we go. Here's 20 of the hot. Oh, no.
Nope.
Rila Fukushima.
Nope.
No, I'm a pass.
No, that's a female golfer.
Well played,
thank
sir.
Thank you very much.
Well played indeed.
Your computer would work. We could see more of them.
I know. I can't. I don't know. I've got to go Lucy Liu because I don't. I can't tell you who was the dude in the.
Here, I've got a couple I can throw.
The Hangover.
At you.
That guy, he's pretty hot.
Maggie Q. Jamie Chung.
Maggie Q.
Grace Park from Hawaii Five-0.
No.
Yeah. I think Nick might be onto something.
Let's see here. Jennifer Yin.
Bro, none of these ring a bell. Are these even in Hollywood?
Yeah.
Are you sure you're not looking at Pornhub instead? What are you looking at the wrong site?
No, we've got the filter on right now, so no.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Damn filter.
Kristen,
well, I want to know.
No, I don't even know how to pronounce her last name. So
ooh,
we're
here's a good
that.
One. Somebody said Asia. Asa Ikara? No, that's porn for sure.
JJ texting in again on the road.
Tia Carrera. Back in the day. She did have her fastball.
Yep.
I imagine,
Wayne's World.
I imagine she doesn't look the same now.
It's a good call from back in the day, though.
Susie Q, Brenda Song, Lucy Liu. See, that's now we're getting there.
Nick, who'd you say from Hawaii Five-0?
I think her name is Grace Park. Hold on, let me check it up right now. Grace.
No, she won the U.S. Open this
We're
year.
Getting a lot of Brenda Song. I got to look.
Okay.
I mean... Okay. Yeah, she's probably like a 7, 8, maybe.
Yeah, so Grace Park.
I'm still going to go Lucy Liu.
So you're saying she could waitress in Beaumont at...
I'm still going Lucy Liu over her, though. I got to look. Yeah, you guys out there, Google Brenda Song. See what you think. Tell me if I'm wrong. But yeah, I'm still going to go Lucy Liu over Brenda Song.
Okay. All right, we got plenty more show to get to if we feel like it. Coming up next, we have the National Curling Championships this weekend. We're going to cover that. Formula One is in France this week, we think, so we're going to try and track them down to see if we can get someone on the show. And we're looking at the National Wiffle Ball semifinals. That team from Buffalo, New York, looks very strong right now, but Poughkeepsie is coming on with a late-season push. If you want to talk sports, give us a call. If you don't, give us a topic, and we might talk about that as well. 713-780-ESPN, where you can hit us up on text and or phone calls, or you can hit us up on Twitter, at Barry is Funny, at The Producer Nick, at Pac-Man Joel with a K. We are the usual suspects. This is ESPN 97.5.
You know who it is. This is Kareem Jackson, and you listen to ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Trailer Wheel and Frame on 45 and West Canino. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Nick back at headquarters, Barry and I at Trailer Wheel and Frame, I-45 North and the Canino exit, the good friends here that always take care of us when we come out here once a month, and they offer great deals. Right now they are offering a Lion's Head special, Lion's Head tire and wheel. You buy 4 tires with assembly, get a no-excuses guarantee for 12 months. That's pretty solid, kids. Come on out to Trailer Wheel and Frame. Check that out. Check out all the great showroom of things that they have for your truck, for your trailer, tires, everything that you need for your big vehicle and your utility needs. If you're using a truck, van, etc., they got it all right here under one roof. You can do a lot of things and get a lot of ground covered. Matter of fact, the people pulling in right now have basically had an easy tag for Trailer Wheel and Frame for the last several months because that truck is done up.
That's a big truck. That's a Ford Super Duty that's all jacked up.
With everything.
Yep.
So that's what you need. And if you need anything for your truck, it's right here. Trailer, wheel, and frame. We still have to figure out how to give away the all the eggs in one basket tour.
Yes, we will give that away. We're getting a ton of responses for hottest Asian actress in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. Steelers fan Juan said Brenda Song is a solid 8. I'm sticking with 7.
Okay.
Susie Q was one that was okay. I preferred the snacks a lot more.
She sang Two of Hearts.
She did. Jamie Chung is my leader in the clubhouse, but still behind Lucy Liu. But Jamie Chung is a solid 9, 9.5. She's definitely giving Lucy Liu a run for the money.
Someone said the Black Widow when they were shooting pool.
No. here's a interesting text that was relevant. Don't take suggestions from these round eyes, which is way racist.
Yeah.
Brenda Song looks like a bee they found off the boat and threw in Hollywood. I don't know why I chose now not to say bitch.
I was going
to
say, you could say
yeah,
it.
Yeah, okay. Brenda Song looks like a bitch they found off the they found on the boat and threw her in Hollywood. Lucy Liu is undoubtedly number one in Hollywood. That's coming from a true-born Viet.
Just don't say nitpick.
I don't know what that meant. But there, now you've got a guy from Vietnam chiming in and saying Lucy Liu. So he's validating what we think.
Right.
Lucy Liu number one.
What we also think is we are like the United Nations of radio shows.
Are we?
We bring all races, colors, creeds together in one place for full and total radio enjoyment.
I'll take your word for it.
And I guess we're on TV because you've noticed a camera.
Isn't that a camera or is that something else? I don't know. I think that is a camera. That's very weird. What do we got here? Not Susie Q. It's Maggie Q. What? No, Susie Q was an Asian actress as well. Let's check out Maggie Q. If this is
Maggie, she's pretty, but she's not like hot. You know
Maggie
I mean?
Q has she has her moments as a 9 and her moments as a 6.
Are they related?
Will they have the same last name? I don't know.
I'm
I
asking,
don't know either.
Well, you're
of
on
them.
Your computer. Go ahead and see if there's some little tidbit
Look,
at the end of their bio that says, "And oh, by the way,
this is what I do. I go to Google Images and type in Maggie Q, and then I look at the picture and make a very shallow yet." Solid judgment of her looks.
Okay.
And then when I did that, it said yoga pants. So I absolutely had to click on all the pictures of Maggie Q in her yoga pants. And
She dropped her keys in the parking lot.
I strongly suggest you guys go to Google Images and type in Maggie Q yoga pants and enjoy. And I don't know what this lady's doing. I don't know what kind of yoga that is.
She's putting her feet in the air and waving but them like she just don't care.
Yeah, that's – I don't know. I feel like I'm violating some sort of terms of use on the trailer wheel and frame Wi-Fi right now.
Is that where we are?
I feel like I'm sinning on Good Friday. I feel like Jesus right now is looking down at me, shaking his head, going,
"We can't come
what
close
are you doing, bro?
To sinning compared to what Salisbury was doing the last hour of their show."
Oh, really?
Just overdoing guys with meat in their hand and sausage in their mouth, and I mean, he was having some fun. Let me put it that way.
Lauren Pope agrees with us, by the way. Not Brenda. I'd say Lucy. Thank you, Lauren.
Okay.
Thank you. We've got a chick now validating our shallow sense of judgment.
There you have it. JJ is still chiming in as he continues to drive. We appreciate JJ.
Yes.
We needed to make sure that people are aware of the fact that today is the day that we get into our NBA postseason awards.
I'm ready. Let's do it.
We also will touch on the playoffs, which start this weekend.
Playoffs?
And breaking down some of the playoff series and, more importantly, who's going to get to the finals.
I think we should do those first. Do you want to do those first or the awards? Which would you rather do?
I'm open to either one. We can do the playoffs first. Nick, are you prepared?
Yeah, Nick, yeah. Do you have a preference in what we do first?
I can do the playoffs first, too.
Let's do playoffs first.
You want to make it interesting and try and figure out, like, I don't know if you're going to do your pie chart or your Excel spreadsheet, but we could predict who wins the series and in how many games?
Absolutely. I didn't break it down by games, but I have each round of the playoffs charted out through the championship.
Does not surprise me.
So we could do that. But, I'm just saying through picks, not like stats and all that weird stuff. I'm just saying through picks. But, yeah, we can come up with numbers. I'm good with that.
All right.
All right.
You want to start with the series?
Let's do it. Warriors-Blazers?
Warriors-Blazers, 1-8. Don't think there's any question. It's Golden State. And I would say if we have to go games.
It was your idea to go games.
I mean, I didn't know if you guys were on board with it or not.
Nick, are you on board?
Yeah, I'm on board. We can do
okay.
I think Golden State sweeps Portland.
I agree with you. Okay. Warriors in four. Nick?
Yeah, four, 100%. It's a sweep.
In fact, I was looking at this thing that the BPI chances for each team, which is an ESPN thing, the Basketball Power Index, and they tell you the chances of each team winning their first-round matchup based off of the Power Index.
Yeah.
It doesn't surprise anyone in the least that the Warriors check in with a 99% chance of winning that first-round matchup and a 45% chance that they win it in four.
45?
Yeah.
That even seems a little low.
Well, they basically go through, so they have a 45% chance of winning it in four, 37% chance of winning it in five, 11 and six, and a 5% chance of winning it in seven. And I think part of that is you might look at that and feel like the numbers are backwards, but think about it. That's how good the Warriors are. Yeah. There's less of a chance that this series goes seven.
Yeah.
And then on the Trailblazers side, bless their sweet little hearts, for every 4, 5, 6, and 7, it's all less than 1% chance that they win in any of those.
You know, that goes up to a solid 2 if Nurkic plays. Yeah, okay, so
I think you're pushing it. We'll say solid 1.4. Okay. No, because you'd round up from a 1.5. Right, yeah.
All right, so then we go – we'll stay in the West. We'll just run the West first.
Yep.
So then we go San Antonio and Memphis, the Grizzlies in the grindhouse.
Yep.
I will say San Antonio in 5.
Okay, Nick?
I think Memphis will steal 2 games. San Antonio, without – no doubt will win the series, but I think Memphis will still take 2 games. I'll say San Antonio in 6.
Okay, and I've got San Antonio in 5 as well. If you're interested in the BPI numbers, 90% chance the San Antonio wins the series, 23% chance they win it in 4, 35% chance they win it in 5, which is the highest.
Tony Allen today announced will miss most, if not all, of the first round as well with a calf strain.
Uh-oh.
So hit their best on-ball defender out for Memphis as well.
Uh-oh.
All right, 3 versus 6. There's a matchup some people might know about here in this community. It is your Houston Rockets against the Oklahoma City Thunder. Now, if you go by your BPI, Barry, I was doing interviews on Oklahoma City radio stations last night. They are fired up, and they don't like this BPI thing.
They do not? Why?
They don't think it's anywhere
close. They think
close.
It's garbage?
The 80-20 they think is completely and utterly ridiculous.
Okay.
Completely way off base. They think they can steal the series. That's what the guys were trying to convince me of last night.
They were also educated in Oklahoma. So
I'm going to say Rockets in 6.
Okay.
That would be my
prediction.
I
feel like you're cheating and looking at my...
I can't see that far. I can't see. You have a glare on your screen. I can't even see your screen.
I also have Rockets in 6, which actually flies in the face of the BPI percentages. They have... The Rockets have an 80% chance of winning the series. The highest odds is that they win it in 5. There's a 29% chance they win it in 5, a 20% chance they win it in 7, which is very weird. So, yeah. Nick, what do you got?
I say Rockets in 6. I still think some of the key players on the Rockets team are trying to get in rhythm, but I think they're good enough to deal with the Thunder. So I think they drop 2 games, Rockets in 6.
Okay.
All right, so then that leaves us with the 4-5 matchup, which is a good one, which is the Clippers and the Jazz, which could be a bloodbath and a slugfest. And let me tell you something, that's just the fans in Utah. Because they are rough. I'm going to say, I'm going to say the Clippers. I'm going to say the Clippers, and I'm going to say it goes 7.
Okay. Nick, go ahead. Who
I'm
you gonna got?
I'm going to say Utah in 6. I think Utah, their defense is going to outplay. I don't know if this is considered an upset considering where they have the same record, right? But I'm going to stick with Utah in 6.
I'm with you on that, my man, on both picks. I have the Jazz winning and I have them doing it in 6 games.
Okay.
Your BPI percentages, I've lost my place here. I will get to that. Has 59% the Clippers winning. And they think that the highest percentage chance is in 7 games. There's a 22% chance they win it in 7. Now, there's also an 18% chance that the Jazz win it in 6. So it's pretty close, actually. This is, in fact,
well,
the tightest.
Well, that's why it's a 4-5. Yeah,
yeah, this is the tightest first-round matchup of any of them because what's the other 4-5? The Hawks one?
Wizards,
yeah.
Hawks.
Yeah.
Washington, Atlanta, yep.
Yeah, and that one is 67-33% the Wizards win.
Atlanta's
so this Jazz-Clippers matchup is the tightest matchup of all.
And if you're a fan of NBA TV, you'll be a big fan of that Washington Atlanta series. It's the only way you'll get to see it. I think that traditionally 4-5s are good matchups. I think they're better than normal this year. Atlanta's really caught some momentum, started playing some good basketball going into the playoffs. But Washington's a team that I think is capable of going a couple rounds. So we'll see how that plays out. But in the East, that should be a good series. And home court in the 4-5, Clippers are the 4? Or Jazz are the 4?
Clippers. Clippers have the home court.
Yeah, so that's what I was thinking. Clippers in 7 because they got the home court for Game 7.
All right.
We've got people here telling me Clippers in 5. All right, so then we go to the other side. So you've got the 1-seeded Boston Celtics.
You want to do that after the break? I hear music.
Oh, I do hear the music too. Nick, we'll do the Eastern Conference after the break.
Yeah, I think that'd be better.
Or do you want to pick? We can figure it out. We can either pick all the way through the West and then do the East, or we can do round by round.
Oh, so you want? Oh, so you want
to? We'll, I mean, we don't have to.
Okay,
do
that's
that.
Fine. We'll finish out. We can finish out the West and see. Take it all the way to the finals if you want, and then we'll take the East. Right now, I want to tell you guys about Gallery Furniture right down the road here, I-45 North. And instead of going to the Canino exit, which you can hit afterwards to hit Trailer Wheel and Frame, you can hit Gallery Furniture in one of their 3 locations. Mattress Mack is a staple in the Houston area, and his furniture well-known throughout the community because it's quality, it's American-made, and it's built to last. Gallery Furniture with 3 locations in the Houston area, Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugarland, the Galleria location, which is Westheimer and Post Oak, and, of course, the mainstay right here, as I mentioned, I-45 North, exit Tidwell Parker both ways. American-made solid wood living room and dining room furniture is the largest selection of American-made furniture anywhere you're around. You find it at Gallery Furniture. You walk into the location out here in I-45, Mattress Mack sits at the front desk, puts you in the capable hands of a great salesperson, and they make sure that they pay attention to what you want, what you need, and what you like, and they'll make sure if you buy today, you get it tonight. That's what they do at Gallery Furniture. Macapedic mattresses also on sale, starting at $19.99. Right off the top, you get an $800 Gallery Furniture gift card just for buying a Macapedic. That's the way they do business. So make sure you go out and see Mattress Mack at one of the 3 Gallery Furniture locations. Make sure you do some business at Gallery. And remember, Gallery really will save you money.
ESPN 97.5.